Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Donald Boyce.
Hi, Donald. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
I received one of your flyers in the mail about Archtop services.
Okay, absolutely. Was there any questions that you had?
No. I was just, sorry. So thanks for reminding me. I scanned the QR code, but the price on the flyer was different from the website.
Yeah, so the flyer basically is letting you know of our promotion, which is $69.99 for the 1 gig. That's if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing.
Okay.
So our regular price, if you didn't have the auto pay and paperless billing enabled, that would be $79.99 for the 1 gig and $99.99 for the 2 gig.
Okay. So what's the difference now? Sorry, it's a little loud here. Can you do that?
Sorry,
one more time?
You're fine. So the difference in between the website and the flyer that you have is that it's letting you know that we're offering a promotion for $10 off if you sign up for the auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And that price is valid for 2 years. And there are no contracts, and everything's included. So taxes, fees, and equipment is all included.
Okay. And that's what now? What was the price?
So for the 1 gig, it would be $69.99. For the 2 gig, it would be $89.99.
Okay. All right. I would like to set that up, if that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know which plan you wanted, the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
Is there like a huge difference between the two? Is 2 gig faster?
The 2 gig allows for more. So essentially, instead of 1,000 megabytes per second, you would have 2,000 megabytes per second, but not all devices can handle those.
Okay.
So it would also allow for a larger bandwidth for more devices to be connected to lessen the traffic.
Okay. I'll just do the 1 gig.
Okay, absolutely. All right. And what is your service address, please?
It's 43 Plattekill Drive,
mm-hmm.
Mount Marion, New York.
Can you remind me what the zip code is for Mount Marion? I apologize.
12456.
Yeah, I always forget that. And it's like, it's funny because the simplest one, it's literally going 1 through 6, skipping 3. And I don't know why. I can never remember that.
Yeah. It took me a while too when I moved here.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's like the most simplest zip code ever.
Right.
And then it's always the one that we always forget.
Well, I was 12401 my whole life, so.
That also makes sense. And plus, Mount Marion isn't a very large town. So, you just kind of forget about it. It's like Salt Point. Nobody knows about Salt Point.
Right.
And it's like 12578, and it's just like you're literally just doing all of the odd numbers except for the two. That's so funny. The 2 and the 8, actually, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and this is for residents, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, awesome. And so we were going for the 1 gig. And then approximately how large would you say your home is in square footage?
1,700.
17? Okay. We do recommend about one Wi-Fi extender when it comes to a house that size. But right now there is an offer and a promotion that we're having. There's a lot of factors that are involved with deciding the number and placement of extenders, and it'll ultimately be decided by yourself and your technician on the day of your install.
Okay.
Now, your service includes your main router and one additional Wi-Fi extender if needed at no additional cost. So just to let you know, if you ever do decide that you need an additional extender, they are $8 a month, which is pretty decent as far as that goes. And you can always call us to add one.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely use that extra one. But it comes with one, you said?
Yes. So it comes with your modem, router, and then one Wi-Fi extender.
That's perfect.
Okay, perfect. And then were you looking to have home phone service?
No.
Okay. All right. And do you own or rent your property?
I own it.
Okay. How are your utility wires feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Are they aerial, meaning through the air, or buried under the ground?
They're aerial.
Aerial? Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
Say that again, sorry.
Is your billing address different than your service address? Like some people have PO boxes.
No.
Okay. All right. And Donald, it's the typical spelling, right? D-O-N-A-L-D?
Yep. And the last name is B-O-Y-C.
Perfect. I had that correct then. What is your email address, please? This will also be the username to log into the Archtop Online portal where you can manage your account.
All right. Yes. You said you had it spelled right? You had the Y instead of the I?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. My email is Zach, Z-A-C-H, voice, 93, at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. All right, and what is the primary phone number that you would like on the account, please?
845-750-1550.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number that you would like on the account?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no worries. And then how would you like us to contact you prior to your installation and also for any future notifications regarding your account?
That same number is fine.
Okay.
Or email, no matter what.
That works. And then did you want us, I mean, we have the option of phone, email, or text.
Text is good.
Text? Okay. All right. And then also, so with the text messaging, what we can do is we can notify you with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. And then by opting in to receive those text messages, you will also be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. So typically, you'll get one a couple days or a day prior to your installation appointment to remind you, and it'll ask you for your confirmation.
Okay.
Now, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell unless you are to authorize that. You can always choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive the communication via email or phone call.
Okay.
Now, sometimes message and data rates may apply. So, would that be okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because most of the time, I mean, if you have, like, an unlimited plan, I mean, you typically don't see. It's typically for those who have, like, the paper text plans.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right, yeah. We're good.
And then, of course, as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This does not affect your credit score. It doesn't allow us to see anything with regards to your credit. It just lets us know whether you are at risk of not paying your bill, and then also to validate that you are who you say you are.
Okay.
If you want to bypass a credit check, you can do so, but it would automatically require you to pay a $50 deposit. Did you want to go through with a credit check?
Yeah, check it out.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just bear with me. Okay. All right, almost there. And what I will ask is for your social.
My social security number?
Mm-hmm.
091.
Oh, give me one more second. Okay, I'm ready.
091.
Mm-hmm.
823183.
Perfect. Submitting that now. All right, perfect. No deposit required. Awesome. Great. And did you want to enroll now in the auto pay and paperless billing, or did you want to do that on your own on the website?
I'll enroll now.
Okay. And so we're doing it with the ACH checking account, correct?
What is that? Is that that's Archtop?
No. So what that would be is like when we would direct debit, instead of using the card, we would be direct debiting from your checking account. That's what gives you the $10 discount to make it $69.99. If you were to do with a credit or debit card, it would only give you a $5 discount.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. And so I will need the routing and the account number whenever you are able to.
All right. The account number is 200-402-7-0001.
Okay. And the routing, please?
2219-762-43.
Perfect. And just to confirm, that is Mid-Hudson Valley FCU?
Yep.
Okay. And it is your name on the account, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Is there a middle initial that I should be worried about?
Z.
Okay. And is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
And do you authorize the ACH direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, just so you're aware, the billing cycle won't start until the day of your install.
Okay.
And you typically receive your billing statement approximately halfway through the cycle. So it'll be 15 days prior to when the bill is actually due.
Okay.
Now, once it does get direct debited out of your account, the payment date will be the same every month.
Okay.
It may vary by a day or so, depending on holidays, but for the most part, it'll be the same day every month.
Okay.
Is there anything with regards to the property that our installers should be aware of before they arrive, such as like buried wires, septic tanks?
No.
Okay. And then did you have any questions or comments for our techs?
Actually, are they going to have to run a whole new line, a whole new separate line?
Yes, because it is fiber, unless you already had fiber installed, but most likely we will run our own fiber.
Okay, maybe. Depends how they – I have a septic tank in my backyard. I don't know how they plan on running the wire.
Well, it goes from the network at the street, so most likely through the front yard.
Right.
Depending on which way your house is facing.
Yeah. I could chat with them when they get there, I guess. Yeah. There's a septic tank in the backyard, but that shouldn't be in the way.
Okay. I'm putting in please call prior to drop to speak with homeowner with regards to drop install. So we actually do things on two separate dates, typically. Sometimes it's on the same day. But the first part of the installation is where we do what's called a drop cable, a drop install. And that's the cable that connects the outside of your home to the network at the street.
Okay.
That will happen prior to your installation appointment. You don't need to be home for that part. That is where we will determine the best way to get your home connected to our network at the street. The date of your install, that's when the technician will come in and run the fiber line through the house.
Okay.
Also, we'll need one extender. Okay, perfect. Now, so our earliest appointment available would be the 23rd. We have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. if you want to do it on next Wednesday. If not, we have any time after that. And we also do installs on Saturdays.
Say the time again for the 23rd?
The 23rd, we have 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
Let's do 3.
Three? You got it. All right. So you are all set with that. So you are all set for October 23rd at 3 p.m. Okay. And we will see you that day.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Was there anything else that you had questions about?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. So just so that you're aware, you will receive two emails. One will be the invitation to sign into your Archtop Fiber account. Again, you are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by providing me that email address that you provided earlier. So that way you will receive a link to sign in, and you'll be able to manage your account, edit your auto pay settings, do your billing statements, or even upgrade services. So there's a lot of great things that you can do from that. Right. The other email that you'll receive is a confirmation of your order.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I might be able to answer for you today?
I think that's it.
All right. Perfect. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend ahead.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Thanks. Enjoy, Donald.
Bye.
Bye-bye.